people on the program who have other engagements, who have to get off on schedule, but because of our televising that's going on upstairs, we have to keep this thing rolling, so try to get back from your breaks promptly as you can. There have been some changes in the schedule. I think you've got notice we have, instead of the Roots of Conflict panel with Stephen Young and Stephen Morris that was scheduled at this time, is being moved up to 11 o'clock to accommodate Senator Sims, who will be our next speaker. The Senator Sims, a Republican from Idaho, is a man to whom I think all of us probably in this room feel an enormous debt. Because he was the man who retired Frank Church in 1980. He was an apple farmer out in Caldwell, Idaho. He decided to get in politics. He ran for the House in 1972 and won. He served in the House from 72 to 1981. And then he took on the task of knocking over a man who I think they say no speak no ill of the dead, and Frank Church is now gone. But I think that it is no exaggeration to say that Frank Church was one man who probably did more to undermine our intelligence agencies in this country than any other single being, including those who would like to have done that from Moscow and other foreign capitals. He is a member of the Finance, Budget, Environment, and Public Works and Joint Economic Committees. He chairs two subcommittees. And as a former Marine myself, I'm very proud to welcome here today another former Marine who served in the Corps for 3 years, Senator Steve Sims of Idaho. Senator.
Thank you very much, Reed. I think that we all owe you a debt of gratitude for the important task that you carry out with accuracy in the media for all Americans, and I think for all free people in the world. It is so critical that we try to record history as it really happened, and if on a day-to-day basis, as well as what happened during the Vietnam era. I would also like to pay thanks to Dr. Bruce Loeb, who has helped me with some of the research that I'm going to present.